It's summertime, the kids are out of school, and Hollywood is, once again, following the money.
Right now, you can literally go see Fast and Furious 6 at practically any theater in the city, and it's starting in 20 minutes on one of the 20 screens.
That's John Desplas, artistic director for the New Orleans Film Society, which will once again be offering its annual French Film Festival this August as an antidote to the summer's Vin Diesel-fueled fare. This year's slate of films, which will all screen at Uptown's Britannia Theater, include Gilles Bordeaux's Renoir.
It's a film about the French Impressionist painter and his son, Jean Renoir, who became a famous filmmaker. In addition, we've also have two films by major French directors today, Olivier Assayas. The French title is Après Mai, After May, and it deals with a group of young people and how do they deal with integrating their artistic aspirations with the whole new sensibility that developed after the major events of 1968. It's kind of a semi-autobiographical film.
The other well-known French director highlighted this year is François Ozon.
His film is called In the House, and it deals with a young boy who moves in with the family of one of his friends and begins to write a story based on that family, which causes complications since he also makes some of it up.
But if you simply can't wait until August to escape the mind-numbing explosions of summer blockbusters, the recently revived Ciné Club, a monthly French film series produced by the Alliance Française, could be just what you need.
I think you're going to get really involved with a personal story.
That's Carol Debo, producer and coordinator of the Ciné Club, who, along with writer Lynn Fishback, brought the film series back to life after a brief dormancy.
You're not going to have that much of the special effects dominate what you're seeing. And really, I think it does transport you to a city that is very much about the issues that sort of involve all of us. And their families, their friends, and the drama. And it really mixes well with the New Orleans population.
The Ciné Club meets both uptown at the Alliance headquarters in the Garden District and downtown at the Healing Center on St. Claude Avenue. They screen both new releases and the classics, but some are more excited for what happens when the lights come back on, as the audience discusses the film in French.
We've been very, very pleased with the participation and the audience because we're able to bring in a lot of French speakers, and very much like French culture, we discuss film, and I think that that's really something that complements the film festival.
The reasons for the differing sensibilities of French cinema to its American counterpart is largely financial. Here's Desplas again.
American movies are now more and more aimed at a global audience, which means that there's a tendency to use the lowest common denominator. I mean, like 60% of the ultimate box office gross comes from overseas now.
Desplas added that major studios in America are publicly owned companies and therefore interested mainly in keeping their shareholders happy.
Whereas the French film industry is still a national cinema. It's so the films are more character-driven. They deal with issues that are maybe particularly or peculiarly French. There's also a universal element to them.
Desplas says that the French cinema thrives because the French government is heavily supportive of the industry. And he's noticed a similar success story thanks to the Louisiana Film Tax Incentive Program.
The reason the film in New Orleans was always because New Orleans was going to be essentially a character in the film, whether it's that Charles Bronson movie Hard Times or The Big Easy. You know, it was a big deal whenever there was a movie shot here, whereas now it's a great place to shoot.
I certainly have followed the circus here. I grew up in Los Angeles, and the film industry is here now, and that's music. That's just really wonderful.
To learn more about the local film industry and where to find French cinema in New Orleans, go to WWNO.org or NOLAVIE.com. That's NOLAVIE.com. For WWNO, I'm Brian Friedman.